This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, I'm ready whenever...
She is on airplane mode. Get in a good mood.
Is that on your to-do list?
Cupcakes, sunshine, lollipops, and the rainbows. Everything is awesome. Fun, fun, fun.
What are no rainbows?
Nutella rainbows, dummy.
Oh, fuck me.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was being
Keith Cohen in my office now.
Okay.
Here's my badge.
What do you have? What is this?
Oh,
is a podcast.
Oh.
What is this?
Why
badge?
Do I have
Hold
a badge
on.
And a gun?
No, here, JPC, catch it. What does it say?
Ow! You hit me in the face with a badge.
Oh,
you
sorry.
You can't just yell catch it as you're throwing something.
Here,
Jesus
let me
Christ,
pick it
this
up
is
here.
Sharp.
What does this say? Queen of Cookies?
Yes, that's my Queen of Cookies badge. Will you please give it back? I won that fair
oh,
and square.
Oh, sorry. Our badges got switched. That's his badge.
That's my Queen of Cookies badge. I deposed the old Queen of Cookies fair and square.
Okay.
Took her title and her reign and her lands. I also got her lands. The chocolate chip forest, the mascarpone mountains. What?
Sir,
else?
Are we being fired?
Three more. Hold on, three more.
Okay. The
Wafer waterfalls.
Wafer waterfalls. Peanut butter plateau and the
ice
white
cream
chocolate
isthmus.
Chip forest.
Ice cream isthmus.
Are we being fired or what?
No, you're being promoted to co-hosts.
What were we before?
Permanent guests.
Whoa, this is good for me.
If I had known I was a guest, I wouldn't have taken off my shoes.
Well, Aaron, put one on, leave one off, and ta-ta-ta, you're part of the club.
Does this mean I can update my Twitter?
No.
Damn it.
No, this is internal only.
Okay.
So there's no like monetary value to it, and we're not even allowed to tell our loved ones we got promoted?
Nope, you have to keep it to yourself. But I will give you a $1 raise if you can do a proper intro. I'm Adol Rafai.
I'm Japanese Train.
You're what? And Japanese I'm, Train.
Sorry, I got nervous.
And I'm Karen Lee.
Okay, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve the money.
I'm here with permanent guest Japanese Train and Karen Leaf, and I guess we're doing riddles. We're a podcast. If this is your first time, I'm so sorry. We're a podcast where we try and solve riddles, lateral thinking problems, puzzles, and along the way, we call for improvised scenes and do some bits. So
that's all true.
And if you need a train, konnichiwa.
Buckle up, fuckleheads.
Fuckleheads.
Week is good. How's your week?
Pretty good. I just listened to JPC's new podcast today. So JPC, you and I have been hanging out for a while.
I just subscribed, so I'm excited to listen tonight.
And I gave it 5 stars before I even listened to it.
So did I.
Well, I'll even it out. I'll give you 2.5.
I will say that when I like put it up everywhere, like you put it on to iTunes, you have to like log in and put it up on iTunes. I'm like, well, I should just go and also review it as soon as it's up on iTunes.
Did so you
I
write had, a review as
I
well?
I should have. I really wanted to. I really wanted to write a review and be like, hey, it's me. This is my podcast. Just wanted to say 5 stars. Very good.
And we should say the name of this podcast is Bill Buds.
Yes, Bill Buds, which
so
is a play on. Do you guys know what it's a play on?
Billboard?
Billboard.
Yeah, Billboard. I had so many people. It was one of those things where, you know, like with Hey Riddle Riddle, where you think, oh, this is a great idea for a podcast. Hey Riddle Riddle. People will instantly get Hey Fiddle Fiddle. They'll get that connection where it's like Bill Buds, Billboard, like Billboard. And people were like, I had no idea In fairness, some countries don't have like Billboard. They don't call it that. They call it like the charts and stuff like that.
Top of the Pops.
Yeah,
top of the Pops. That's what I call my dad's toupee. I call my dad's toupee Top of the Pops. Actually, a lot of people.
He doesn't wear a hat?
A lot of people did not get the hey diddle diddle thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. There's people who sent pictures and they're like, I found this like old nursery rhyme book and they say hey diddle diddle. And
I thought that was pretty universally well known. Like, Mary Had a Little Lamb, well known.
It's just a really great reminder that the things that you know and are important to you are not things that other people know and are important to them, which is no matter how old I get, that's a lesson I refuse to learn. My experience is the only experience that it informs the world.
It's very true.
It's very true. But yeah, it was a fun reminder that, and I learned that other people don't have the Billboard charts. Anyway, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Still
thanks for downloading, guys.
Great theme song, name, vibe, energy. I think a lot of people are going to love it very much. I mean, 10 out of 10 from me.
We can say it because Arnie Parrott is the only theme song creator in town. And if you get anyone else to create your theme song, you're doing your podcast a disservice. But I thought he absolutely killed it with this, with our new theme song.
He's amazing.
Phenomenal.
Excited to listen. And excited to guest whenever you'll ask me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Adele and Aaron have already been pre-invited, but
pregnant from pre-invitation.
It's true. They just have to pick the album that we want to talk about.
Thinking about it. I'll let you know.
The first episode was 1989, so as far as you know, that's the only one that is off the table. It would be fun if our second episode was just having someone else come on to talk about 1989 and just doing
that
forever.
Can I come on and talk about Garth Brooks?
Absolutely.
He's
or
country.
Do you want to talk about...
He's Pumptree.
What's his alter ego?
Oh, Chris Gaines?
Chris Gaines. Who's more pop, Garth or Chris?
I think... Okay, so Garth is like country pop. Some people may argue with me on that. And then Chris Gaines, I think, was supposed to be like emo pop or like...
Got it.
Or I'm sorry,
or emo country.
Yeah. Emuntree.
I love the idea of an alter ego.
The only thing new in my neck of the woods is I've been getting a lot of online hate, I'm saying in quote marks, about being too much of a feminist and ruining the show by saying feminist things. Lots of messages from women on Instagram. I think I sent you guys one of them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think people realize how much of a compliment it is to me. They're saying it with the cadence of an insult, like you're ruining the show by saying these things.
There's something to say when someone calls you too much of a feminist and then you look at their profile and it's a white dude with 3 followers and it's like, thank God you can fuck off. I would grab your phone and delete the podcast.
Oh, I know. Aaron, I'm so embarrassed that these people found our show and are enjoying it. I'm like, oh, what are we doing wrong that you like this?
Aaron, here's what I would say. Without you in this podcast, it would be unlistenable.
That's very funny.
To be fair to Adel, he is saying that because Aaron has all the cords.
She
gets them all at her house.
I'm the one who plugs the
Can we buy
Aaron microphones in. That is so funny.
Aaron's
sitting at
one of those old-timey telephone switchboards, mm-hmm. and she's just connecting our scenes together.
But she's doing it like Lily Tomlin.
It's just also so funny to me that people are like... calling me out for being annoying and progressive and preachy, and I was like, you've heard JPC say eat the rich since 2018, haven't you? He's been screaming about eating the rich.
Aaron, you can still get pregnant from preachy. We should who's our old man Pubbles?
Wait, Adel, you didn't tell us about your week.
I said my week is good. I don't know what I've been up to.
Adel, I keep telling you, is a concern and a problem.
I'm so sorry. I have 3 quick things that are exciting me because it's fun to be excited and it's fun to share fun things versus being like, it's fine because good news is good.
Sure.
One, we had a meeting with one of my all time favorite actors of all time from film.
Ooh.
And I was losing my mind. It was so cool. It was maybe the coolest experience I've had. And he was cool as hell and very nice and very kind. Things are moving
forward. Hold on. Aaron, do you think we should try to at least guess? Adel said actor, but I think he said he, right?
Unfortunately, Adel and I are friends, and so I do know what he's talking about, but I will guess.
Oh, man. Okay, then I'll just say William Hurt.
Yeah.
It's actually the corpse of Jimmy Stewart. You were so close.
A puka? A puka? And then number two is things seem to be going well with us in the house, with Gemma and I getting the house. Hopefully that works out. And the exciting thing that I wanted to mention last week was that in the basement, there's a full wet bar. So I'm either going to turn it into a tiki bar, which is my main dream, or maybe a Vermilion Minotaur, like a Magic Tavern.
That would be cool.
And then we can have like little underground secret society parties.
I'm going to pass out.
I'm going to need a wetsuit.
At the wet bar?
It's a swim up, right?
Uh-huh. It's a swim up in a basement.
Oh, I should have said the basement's flooded. It's
ruined. Just a shitty plumbing. It's not even like fancy.
I'm so sorry. When I say there's a wet bar in the basement, I mean it's a kiddie pool flooding on top of the sewage.
I know.
So gross.
I know.
And then,
that to me.
And then the third exciting thing from this week, which is maybe the most exciting, is that I asked my groom party, my wedding party, to be in the party.
And who's in that list?
Oh, a bunch of people.
But okay. Anyone specific?
Didn't get a call, so. Oh,
okay. Well, you and
in the conversation where you talked about
you and
Hurt.
JPC.
I freaked out.
Adel also said that he is having the wedding no matter what. He said, COVID
No, he didn't.
The wedding goes on. and if you don't come, even if there is a pandemic, if you don't come, we aren't friends. That's what he said. And
no, Adel said probably every 0.4 seconds. And obviously, this is dependent on if the world, we just don't want to get anyone hurt. We just really are so, we're going to keep everyone safe. Adel, I'm freaking out. It's my first time. I've been a groomsman, and it's famously, I think I've mentioned this on the show before, one of my lifelong dreams. You're making
my
dreams come true.
I told Erin she could either wear a dress or she can wear a pantsuit or she
I'm
can do
a
Victor Victoria kind of thing, like whatever you want to do.
Immediately hung up the phone with you, sent you another text, and then Googled lady suits.
And hey, JBC,
Erin, I just know one guy in West Virginia with 3 followers is screaming right now.
That ain't right.
I'm so excited. Are there any other women? I didn't even ask.
No. There's
Wait,
other women
ever?
At the wedding. No. I feel like weddings are a man thing. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be in my man cave. I should have said my wet bar is going to be a man cave.
Sure.
I suck. And JPC, when you said that I told you, if you don't come, we're not friends, that's actually what you told me the first time you gave me a hand job. So
that's...
I
That's
just want
true.
To set the record straight.
And I set a little egg timer for 1 minute.
You guys, I got really tired of them giving each other hand jobs backstage. Although I will say, doing improv with men often feels like watching two men give each other hand jobs.
Yeah.
And by the way, bad. Nobody wants that. Speaking of two men giving each other hand jobs, we have some listener submitted. This is a bad segue. Well, it's a segue that I have to use. We have some listener submitted riddles. These go back to, you guessed it, 2018. The title of this email I'll read because I absolutely love it. And it just says, when you search riddles for teens and hit page 10, ... you get some weird stuff.
Oh, this person is really, we get that. I get them.
They get them.
So Holly says, and Holly, I believe, is one of our Discord moderators now. So way
Thank
back
you,
in
Holly.
2018.
Holy crap, Holly.
We all grows up. But Holly says, hi, Kevin and Susie. Here's my first contribution to the madness. So here we go. It falls standing, but runs on its belly. What is it?
It falls standing, but
it
runs
falls
on its belly.
Standing.
A kid in gym class who can't catch a break.
is it spaghetti?
It's not spaghetti. 2018. Did I have spaghetti? August 2018. Yes, right? This is like...
For dinner?
I think so. I think like maybe... Or did I get spaghetti in October?
It falls where it stands, and it runs on its belly.
It falls... So, I'm sorry. It falls standing, but falls runs standing. On its belly. What is
well,
it?
Well... Okay, let's dissect this. It runs on its belly. Famously, America runs on Dunkin'. So could it be a donut? And donuts are great in the fall. Pumpkin spice.
Okay.
I have a new
I'll
theory.
I'll answer that by saying, oh,
and this
go ahead,
is a
Erin.
Good example. I think Ada listens to one word from every riddle. And sometimes it works out. And sometimes he answers donut.
Erin, I heard you say works out. And I have been. I've been lifting some weights and doing some push-ups.
Wow.
I absolutely knew it.
Aaron, I will answer that by saying I want to see a scene. Something that you said earlier just absolutely struck me. So we're going to see a scene where you are going to be a gym teacher. Adel, you are going to be an accident-prone child in a gym class. You are going to be injuring yourself all the time in illogical ways.
Okay, Toby, we're going to play badminton today, but just randomly, I picked you to be the kid who wears the helmet while we play badminton.
Oh, Miss Chrysanthemum.
Did you just get a paper cut while you were talking to me right just now?
Yeah, I was licking stamps and it was stuck to my tongue and then it cut the roof of my mouth and I'm bleeding. I need to go to the ER.
Oh, boy. I think here's a tissue. Just press it to the roof of your mouth and then...
Oh, it's in my eyes.
Oh, my God. How?
And I blinked and now it's in the back of my eyes. It's in my brain.
Okay, okay.
It's seeped into my brain.
We're going to take a big deep breath.
Oh, no. Oh, my tongue fell out.
Oh, God. Here, Toby. I have good news for you. We're not even running the mile today. I can't stress to you enough. Badminton is low impact, not too hard. Even if you get hit by the birdie, it's not going to hurt too much, okay?
Okay. Okay, let
All
me
right,
grab
here, I'm gonna pass you the racket.
Okay, my arms just broke.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm just going to, a really soft serve at you. Ready? It's going to be really easy.
I can't have ice cream.
Of course you can't.
No soft serve.
We cut to Toby's parents at home. They're breaking some bad news to Toby. Toby, you're old enough now to understand, but you are not our natural born child.
What?
Your mother and I, we adopted you, Toby.
Oh,
your real parents are a Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head doll.
They just weren't in a place where they wanted to have kids.
Financially?
Financially, emotionally. It had nothing to do with you.
Toy Story hadn't come out yet.
I wish I could sit down, but I can't. But let me at least take off my green hat.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
That's
let me,
very nice.
Let me uncross my eyes.
I can't believe you didn't see this coming before. Well,
you're clearly a potato with things stuck in it.
See? that's a t-shirt.
It, it falls standing and it runs
on its belly. It's not a leaf and it's not a tree.
What runs on its belly?
America runs on belly.
A car.
There's lizards who kind of skim the sand with their belly when they run.
Oh,
it is not
a snake.
Lizard. It is not a snake.
It falls where
it stands.
Is it
an animal?
No, it's not an animal, Aaron. That's really a good guess.
Is it vegetable? Is it mineral?
Is it Mr. Bean?
That's Yoda. Or Miss Piggy. That's just Frank Oz.
Do not. There is no Bean.
I would love to see a shot-for-shot remake of Star Wars with Mr. Bean as Yoda.
No, I want to see him as, what's that guy with the bad cough?
Oh,
General Grievous.
Yeah, I want to see Mr. Bean as General Grievous.
Oh, so when I was saying Star Wars, I didn't mean Episode 1. I guess we had different movies.
Yeah, Aaron thinks that those are the original movies.
No.
No.
Can we get a little hint?
G-Man and Christmas. This is it occurs in nature.
Okay.
It rain. Runs. Oh, river.
River.
It's rain. Aaron got it.
Rain.
It falls standing, but runs on its belly.
Oh, so a droplet. Is
droplet
standing
kind of
when
like
it falls,
runs down on
and
its belly. It, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I love it. I love rain.
And
Casey,
it's great.
Can you just add rain sounds here just because?
Ooh, yeah. Add some rain sounds, and here's what we're going to do. We're each just going to give sort of a motivational expression through the rain.
Okay. Do you want to
go first
so I understand what that means?
Okay. In a forest with birds, you are the one who takes flight.
Got it. Okay, cool. Aaron?
If you sneeze and no one says bless you, you are still blessed.
Every workplace has a Jeff. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah. It serves some Jack Handy deep thoughts going on.
Sure, yeah.
JPC just shook off his hand, stood up, and then was done with clocked out. I just watched JPC clock out for the day.
And, yeah.
Wow, you're done with work for the day. Okay.
I guess what I should also say is if you're wondering who the Jeff is, it's you.
Hey, so JPC, recently we've been referring to you as Chef Comedy, and you are wearing an apron. And it says Kiss the Comedy. Mm-hmm. How is that going?
So you guys have been calling me Chef Comedy. I wanted you to call me Jeff Boyardee. I didn't want to split hairs because I like both nicknames.
Uh-huh.
Use them both.
you didn't want to split hairs because you prefer to serve rabbit whole.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. No substitutions. No substitutions on my video.
Or else we'll put a tack on their chair.
Whole rabbits only. Okay, this email, next email comes from Mary. Mary also puts Susie in quotes, so Mary prefers to be identified as a Susie. Mary begins with a quote. This quote is from Hugh Lupton. So this is a book that was that Hugh Lupton wrote, and these riddles, I think, are from this. I don't know.
Oh,
Hugh,
I love
Hugh,
House.
Hugh Lupton, he's great. I was thrown because this email starts with a quote, and I was like, is this a quote from Mary? But I will read this quote now. When we hear the riddle, 1,000 possible answers. Oh, actually, Casey, can we get some rain sound effects for this? That'll be way better. When we hear the riddle, 1,000 possible answers go rattling through our minds. But when we arrive at the right one, there is a moment of delight. The world is made richer by a twist of language, by a simple picture in the mind's eye. And once we've got the answer, we can take the riddle to someone who hasn't heard it. Now we are in a position of power. This is another of the pleasures of riddling. It's called being in the know.
Casey, can you add a wah, 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 wah?
All right, so, that guy's definitely the Jeff at his work.
Casey, can you stop the rain and add in a soundbite of Sam Raimi?
Sam, I'm curious, do you have any perspective on
the Hey Riddle Riddle Patreon?
We're getting yet another different iteration
of Hey Riddle City.
I'm really glad that Aaron is taking it to high school. I think that's going to be refreshing, and I have a lot of faith that they really know their stuff.
Great. Thank you.
Great. Casey has walked off the show, clocked out. All right, so some of these we've done before, and I'm not going to bother doing them, but some of them we have not. So Mary puts 10 riddles here. When the horse strokes the cat, the wood begins to sing. This one, doesn't it seem specifically for me?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that
there's
sounds
a lot
like something
JP
Riddles. That sounds like something JP Riddles would say.
Horse jerking off a cat, wood singing.
JBZ, can you read it again?
When the horse strokes the cat, the wood begins to sing.
So I do want to see a scene, because it sounds like something JP Riddles would say.
Oh,
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are a like ad exec, and you have a new product, and you've brought in JP Riddles to come up with like the slogan or tagline, and JP Riddles is doing
this.
Can
I just say that I don't know why I thought you were doing this, but when you said, I want to see a scene, Aaron, you will be JP Riddles.
Over my dead body.
All right. Aaron is an ad exec that she brought JP Riddles in.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for putting this bag over my head. I get to keep the bag, I assume.
Yes. Sorry. Hard to get you on the phone. So we had to find an unconventional way to get you in here. Anyways, and this is confidential, about to sell some raccoon coats. And we thought, we know the man for the job.
Do you mind if I eat a fork while you're talking?
Oh, you mean with a fork? What would you like to eat?
No. I brought this fork. If you have another, I'll gladly use it to eat it, if that's your rules.
Yeah, actually, just for like decorum.
I'll save it.
I'll bring in a fork for you to eat your fork with.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And Mr. Riddles, I just want to say it's an honor. My name is Jeff.
He's our intern.
And here, I have a slideshow prep, so I'm just going to tell you.
Right now, you're the intern, Jeff, but one day you could be running the company.
Oh, thank you.
We actually try not to say stuff like that to the interns.
Here, I'm going to say a product and show you a picture, and I just want you, off the top of your dome, to tell us the first tagline or motto you think of. Here we go. Mm-hmm. This is a new candy bar. It's filled with coconut and peanut butter.
Give me that thing, or I'll beat you to death with an old wooden tree.
Okay, we love that.
Okay.
Right?
Great, we love it.
And this is just all a warm-up for our raccoon coats, okay? Yeah. We're just getting the juices flowing.
Raccoon coat, that's the one that I want to do. Let's keep going with the slideshow, though. I'm into this.
Great.
Here's this is a sports car. It is a two-door, and it's a convertible top.
Never trust a bird. Bird's going to tell you a secret that you don't want to hear, and you can't unhear something that you heard from a bird.
We love it. All right, now this is orange juice, pulp-free orange juice.
If the employee at the Taco Bell sneezes on me, I should get the meal for free.
Great. Okay, and this is this is for a chain of restaurants where it's very, very tall women who serve you.
Yeah, I met the devil, but he poked me. He poked me. What good? Tall woman. Look at that tall woman.
This one's for cigarettes?
Eat them up.
Okay. I think this is the podcast now. One more. We have one more, which is
the raccoon coats. This is the raccoon coats. Uh-huh. Now, would you mind? I see that we have one in the room. Would you mind if I tried one on just to get more of the feel for
it? That's why it's here.
Okay, let you put my arm in here, leg through this hole.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Oh, God, this one's still alive. All right, you'll never take me alive, you bastard. I know you try to eat my forks, but you're never going to get them. Okay, stuff myself in a microwave. Put deep, boop, beep, boop, boop. All right, I'm cooking. I'm cooking you alive. I'm taking you. Well, that's a tall woman.
Scene.
Okay.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. I love it.
Will J.P. Riddles make it out alive?
No, he died in that microwave.
That would be so funny if we never revisited that character ever again. And we're like, obviously, he microwaved himself. He's dead.
He's dead.
Listen,
put him to rest.
We all have fun, but he's still able to die. So when the horse pets the cat, it turns into wood. No.
Nope. When the horse strokes the cat, the wood begins to sing.
Well, it's obviously an instrument.
Aaron, you are correct.
Oh, I know what it is.
Yes?
It's a violin is cat gut strings, horse hair bow, and then the noise would be the...
It is correct that it is a violin. Yep.
I mean, Aaron saw
Not to that. Be a little poopy feminist about this, but I really set him up for that.
No, I just said Aaron solved it.
No, I'm halting the show to be a feminist.
Behind every great man, Aaron.
Aaron, what in the last scene I said there were tall women. What else do you want? I'm a feminist. Tall women. Hashtag tall women. Hashtag not.
Nope. Nope.
Not all
Stop
women
there.
Is no tall women.
All right. Make of me nothing, and nothing fits me. Make of me something, and something I'll be.
Okay. I only heard one word from that. Can you repeat it?
Yep. Make of me nothing, and nothing fits me. Make of me something, and something I'll be.
Okay. This is a tricky one.
A hole?
Hole is always a good answer. It is not a hole.
Is it a child?
It's not a child. And make of before me you both ask, it's not a child's hole. So get your mind right out of the gutter.
Okay.
Make of me nothing and nothing fits
Silent.
Me. Make of me something and something I'll be. I think it's better to imagine who said this, Hugh Lupton, who I don't know, as a little troll of a person.
JPC, you got, when you're Old Man Puzzles, you got a real like Rumpelstiltskin vibe to you. Like the stakes feel high, like... I feel like if I don't answer it right, you get my firstborn son.
Yeah.
This is all a compliment, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And I make you turn crazy straws into gold. make of me something and nothing.
Make of me nothing and nothing fits me. Make of me something and something I'll be.
If I'm nothing, then I'm nothing. And if I'm something, then I'm something. That's basically what this says.
I can't wrap my head around this.
This one I think would be a head scratcher. So I'll give you a hint. You definitely know of a podcast that is all about this.
Oh, murder.
Riddle.
You're correct, Aaron.
Interviews, murders, riddles.
It is a riddle. Okay, so next one. On the way, I saw a great wonder. Water had turned to bone.
Ooh, bone water.
Bone water.
We was so poor that all we had to eat and drink was bone water.
Have you two ever seen Winter's Bone?
Yes,
that's
holy
the one with
shit.
Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, yes.
So good. And John Hawkes, who plays Teardrop, her uncle. Phenomenal performance. One of the most underrated performances in cinematic history.
That movie will weigh heavy on your heart for a long time.
I still think it's William Hurt. I still think that you met William Hurt. So.
History of violence.
I do. Can I say, unless he's done something weird or creepy, but I do love William Hurt as a performer.
Oh, yeah.
He's great. Excellent.
Hey, Aaron, I don't know that he has, but I guarantee that he has.
And that's also a sentence, right? William Hurt.
Hurt, yes. It's like John Tesh.
William Hungry. Yeah, John Tesh is a sentence. You piece of shit. That's our new shirt. John Tesh is a sentence.
I don't know. Say it again.
Can you read it one more
time? On the way I saw a great wonder, water had turned to bone.
Okay, water turned to bone.
Yeah, I think this is like way simpler than it's making it out to be, but like, what's
ice?
Another way? Yes, it's ice. Thank you, Aaron. It's like water turned to bone is ice, maybe? I don't know.
Ice is bone?
I would like to
ice
see
Ice is bone?
Yeah.
You two are on a first date, and Adel, you've taken GPC to an ice skating rink, and GPC, you're trying to play it really cool, like you know how to ice skate, but this is your first time.
Yeah, so we're going to go to the counter over here, and they will give you the skates. I brought my own skates just because, you know, I have the skates. I'm sorry if that's weird. I can use their skates too as well.
Oh, I couldn't care less.
Okay, great.
This will be our first and only date, so whatever makes you happy, we won't be seeing each other again.
Hey, I have the rest of the night to prove you wrong. Hold on, a challenge.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to go to the... There's a little food kiosk here, so I'm going to grab something. I'm sorry. Can I get some... let's see. Can I get a Pepsi and no bones?
And whatever she wants, I will pay for 40% of it.
We sold out of Pepsi with no bones like 2 hours ago. I can give you some hot cocoa with a little bit of bones.
Why would you put bone in hot cocoa? That would cool it off.
Well, it's just...
Hey, me again. I do see hot cocoa is a little more expensive than the Pepsi. So just so we're keeping track, I'm now down to 30% of whatever she's got. And I'm good.
You're going
to
pay for 30%? Might as well just not pay for it.
Okay. So, hey, the lady says that I shouldn't pay, so I guess I won't.
Okay. Right, well, that's fine. I know that you're a children's magician, so I know you don't have the money to spare, so I will pay for it myself.
Great.
Okay. Let me just open
Are you ready to get on the ice?
Fold here? Yes, I am.
Here to Pepsi.
Okay. Thank you so much. Oh, you do have Pepsi. Okay, well, you lied to me earlier.
With bones.
Huh? Okay, great. And here we go. I'm just gonna use the shoes I brought here. I'm not gonna have skates. So let's get on the ice.
You're not gonna. Okay. Well. yeah. You could hurt yourself pretty easily if you get on that without the proper blades.
Oh, you think I'm gonna hurt myself? Because I don't have skates on? I don't have blades on? You think a woman can't walk on ice?
Hey, look, all you have to remember is when you're out there, don't fall.
Hey, Mom, Dad, tell the story of your first date again.
Who's that kid?
We're not your mom and dad.
I'm trying to...
Lost kid! There's a lost kid here.
Sir, you have the same coat as my parents.
When did you last see your parents, little child?
I said seen.
I'm sorry. I really wanted to make that child the potato head. All right, one more.
Okay.
Placed above, it makes things smaller. Placed beside, it makes things greater. In matters that count, it always comes first. Where others increase, it remains the same.
One.
What is it?
The number one.
Yeah, it's a
one.
Number.
Is the loneliest answer to the riddle, please.
Magnolia.
And this movie's 3.5 hours long, but Paul Thomas Anderson can do no wrong.
This movie's not going to stop. Is it the number one?
It is the number one, Adel. You got it. Nail on the head of the nail.
Wow.
Okay, looks like Adel is getting up out of his chair. Adel is running all around his closet. He's taking a victory lap. So there's nothing else to do. Adel's taking a victory lap. We might as well take a little break. And we'll be right back after a little of these commercials.
I did it. I won.
No, he didn't. He didn't win. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. you know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers.
Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could. Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People
can actually see that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay.
You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah, so she's not going
to
be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back. Adel, that's time. That was your fastest lap yet. That was great.
I need to sit down.
Oh, yeah. His tongue fell out.
Oh, no. It's coming true.
That was 28 hours.
Do you guys ever notice that the characters we play on this podcast become a part of us?
Oh, so the thing that I've noticed is that I immediately forget everything that I've said, and it slips by me like Taco Bell through the system of a me.
Truly, when every Wednesday when an episode comes out and somebody tags like a line we said or DMs me about something I said, I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, on today's Hayward Riddle, I'm like, that was like a week and a half ago. What do you want from me?
Someone at one point... I will fully admit that I have no idea what this is in reference to. This was maybe a couple weeks ago. We got a bunch of emails that were like, all right, I'll bite. Tell me the tale of Cum Gary or something like that. And I was like, don't know what that means. I can't help you.
I have an embarrassing version of that story. Someone tweeted at me a line I said in a Patreon episode, and I forgot I said it at first, and I laughed out loud at my own joke that I had forgotten making. I laughed like belly laughed. It was
that was the line.
It was from the improv one we did. The I need a grape Fanta while I wait for my cousin to die from a sword wound.
Yep,
that but song is truly like, one of the greatest moments of the podcast. Insane Mad Lib.
Should be a T-shirt. Let's go with this one. A lot of little brothers line in one house. If you scratch their heads, they will die. What are they?
Matches.
I had a solo character that I did, which was an RA coming into a room, and you think she's like really pissed and annoyed that everyone has drugs and alcohol, but really she's looking for little brothers. She just doesn't want anyone to bring her little brothers to college. Like, I know your little brother's here. Just tell me the truth. I mean, I get it. I had my little brother visit my first year too. I know what they smell like.
And RA is famously the Egyptian god, right?
Yes, of course. Naturally.
I want to see a scene.
Of the Goosebumps.
JPC, you are a freshman at Vanderbilt University.
Hell yeah.
Aaron, you are the RA who's a sophomore, but you think you are way more mature, way more worldly, and you're trying to share some of that knowledge and worldliness with this new freshman.
So this is the dining hall. Sorry, I'm going too fast. You probably don't know what that means. I'm getting so ahead of myself. In order to have energy as a person, you have to consume food and water. It's sort of like a fun kind of college thing. It's part of like the culture of the campus that you like eat and drink so you can sustain yourself. Any questions?
Okay. I just thought that they didn't do like a freshman hell week anymore. Like, I thought that was more like a thing for high schools.
They don't. So over here is the bathroom. Now? Ooh, how to explain? Okay, so you're going to be
bathroom?
Eating and drinking
in the bathroom?
Stuff. No, in the dining hall. And okay. Then it's sort of like a pipe that will go through you. And
what?
Then you have to go to the bathroom and get rid of all the food and drink that already went through your body. Does that make sense?
I mean, yeah, you're describing like a basic human...
part of like our culture here on campus. It's sort
did
of
someone
like
tell
a,
you that I had been in an accident or something, or that I needed to.
I'm just telling you stuff that's
everything?
Specific to Harvard. I'm just telling you stuff that's specific.
This
to Harvard.
This is Vanderbilt. This is Vanderbilt. I don't need to know Harvard stuff.
We cut to a JPC who's clearly in a coma, and his father's talking to the doctor. Doctor, it seems like he's twitching and saying mutterings and musings. So.
What are you doing in my room?
I don't know. I went to Vanderbilt, not Harvard.
See,
just kidding. Just kidding. Vanderbilt's amazing.
I almost said.
But it's no Harvard.
I almost ran up to the two of you and said, Mommy, Daddy, tell me the story of when you first met. But I knew
whose lost
be,
kid is this?
Yeah.
Speaking of kids, if you had found me in my youth, then you would have happily drunk the blood I shed. But now that time has made me old, you eat me anyway. Wrinkled as I am, with no moisture in me, crushing my body between your teeth.
Ooh, this raisin. Is a raisin.
That's grapes and raisins. They're the same thing.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are a raisin. Adel, you are a grape, and you are striking an unlikely friendship.
I'm plump, and I produce wine. Oh, yeah, look at me shine. Doot-doot, grapes is grape. Oh, you want your ring back, Gollum? What's going on? What is it?
Gollum, thank you for my precious. To be like you. I would love to be like you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'd all love to be like me. I'm beautiful and
you're so beautiful.
And...
For one night, would you switch places with me and let me live your life?
No, I'm not going to get in that fountain.
Lightning!
Oh, you just got hit by lightning.
I got hit by lightning!
That sucks.
Now I really want to switch. My arm's all crispy.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Hey, but...
I'm a witch, and I'm putting a curse on you.
Oh, no!
Oh,
she turned my feet into pumpkins. Why would she do that?
Hey, you'll be great like a tangine or something. You'll be great like a tangine. Like, you'll be super tasty.
Oh, no, I'm a raisin with pumpkin feet and a fucked up arm. I suck. Hey, yeah. Trade me places.
No, I don't want to.
Can I have sex with your grape?
Pushing you both in the fountain.
What was it?
I pushed you both into the fountain.
Ah, somebody pissed in here.
Oh,
I'm an old
you.
Raisin covered
You're
in
pissing.
Piss with pumpkin feet and a broken arm.
Is this how J.P. Riddles was made?
Can I? See,
you guys, we're going to get in so much trouble for copying the plot of Freaky Friday to the T. Guys.
Yeah. Remember when Jamie Lee Curtis played that raisin with pumpkin feet covered in piss? Can I just say, I want to set, and JPC, this is purely your call. This is JPC, I can't stress enough. This is
We're
your call.
This is stupid.
This is your you're in complete control. This is your call. Can we say canonically that JP Riddles was formed when a raisin with pumpkin feet was pushed down into a fountain covered in piss and was struck by lightning?
I feel like here's the true thing I think about this podcast. I feel like I got painted into a corner quick with JP Riddles. So now whenever I do a character, it's like, hey, how's it going? They're like, hey, JP Riddles, can we help you with being JP Riddles, JP Riddles? And I'm like, I just want to be a raisin with pumpkin feet. Is that a crime?
Yeah, that's its own thing. Obviously, too, JP Riddles is an old Rat Pack jazz singer who got eaten and passed through raccoons and then put back together.
I feel like you were painted into the corner because of the listener response. Like, people were yes, JP Riddles, because it's an amazing character. But then I feel like there was also a creation of yours that ran rampant for a long time, which was like, somebody would come up and be like, I love Hey Riddle Riddle. And I'd be like, oh, thank you so much. I appreciate your support. And they're like, I'm a listener. Can you support me, Fokker? And I'm like, I don't. And I would just be like, I don't. I have nothing to say to that. Like, and they'd be like,
I understand.
Yeah, I understand. Can you not respond to me, Fokker? And I'm like, I don't want to play this game.
I did invent that quote. That's from me, and don't Google it. Aaron.
Yes.
And Adel, you can both participate in this next riddle.
Yes.
What belongs to you, but others use it more than you do?
Virginity.
Adult, you can only use it once.
Your
and
name.
It was a waste. Aaron, it's your name.
And
good
you
job.
Can tell everybody this is your name.
This is your virginity. You go into it through one hole. You come out of it through three holes.
Virginity.
When you're inside it, you're ready to go outside. When you're outside, you're still inside. What is it?
Bowling ball.
Adult, it is a bowling ball. No, you go in and then out of a bowling ball. You snake-fingered motherfucker. No, it's not a bowling ball.
Okay, can I hear
I
one
like
more time?
I would like to see a scene.
Yes.
When we are bowling pins, just sort of waiting to see what happens.
Pretty cool.
Somebody gets this guy the bumpers, huh?
Amen to that. And just so everyone knows, complete luck of the draw that I'm over here in the 10 spot. Probably going to do okay for myself. Once we get racked back up, all is fair. So just so you know.
You guys.
What is
I'm
it, Jacqueline?
I'm going to fall over.
Jacqueline? You know what you need to do to calm down? You got to do the splits.
No. I'm breaking in half.
Oh, Jacqueline, no, don't do that. You don't want to do that. Roy's going to throw you out into the pile of broken pins.
I don't want him to. The bowling ball's going to come. Oh, no, it's coming. Oh, no, wait. Okay, switch spots with me.
How?
Switch, I don't know.
Are you talking to the machine that takes us up?
Anyone,
okay, he missed.
Phew,
thank
phew.
God. This guy sucks.
He's doing it again.
Well, yeah, he's going to keep rolling, Jacqueline.
Switch spots with me.
How? Again, how?
Use your arm. Oh, sorry.
So
you don't have arms.
None of us do.
Well, I did. I had one, but then I got hit by that lightning bolt.
Yeah. Same. Tell us the story. Can we get
that
riddle one more
time? You didn't get the answer to this.
We did not get it.
You go into it through one hole. You come out of it through three holes. When you're inside, you're ready to go outside. When you're outside, you're still inside. What is it?
Is this something you physically walk into, or is this more like your
fingers
or something? I guess
walk into is maybe not the right word, but physically enter, yes.
Is it like a...
A shoe.
Dollhouse?
Aaron's, it's not a shoe.
A pants. A jacket.
A pants?
Yes!
Ooh.
It is a jacket, or
nice.
It's, I would say sweater, most likely, but jacket I think fits.
It's
you go
a pants.
Through one hole. You go through one hole and you exit through three holes.
So we think a jacket has three holes.
I guess if the neck hole of the jacket, if it's like a buttoned up jacket or a zipped up jacket, then yes.
And here's something I'm going to say, and I feel unapologetic about it. If you put
Ooh, hot
jacket,
take alert.
If you put on your jacket while it's buttoned, you fucking suck.
No, you're actually way better than anyone else because
no.
Most people can't
no.
do it.
No,
you're
you have
saving
a snake
time.
Body.
No.
Well, Adel's, that's his hot take.
If you had to buy an expensive, like if you can only really spend significant money on one piece of clothing, what nice expensive piece of clothing would you buy? Would it be like nice sweaters or jeans?
A car.
No, clothing items.
Car
sword,
clothing.
Sword hat.
So I can only own one nice piece of clothing. Adel says sword hat, which good luck getting on an airplane with a sword hat, dummy.
I would say a pair of pants. Because I feel like that's going to be, that's what you need to be like sturdiest or like most have the, you know, the longest run.
I was going to say a pair of shoes, but I think that shoes, like for whatever reason, would get worn out faster than pants. Mm-hmm. I think also you're just putting like more miles on them, right? So like
you guys
a heavy
are being
use
so
item.
Sensible with your answers.
What would you do, Aaron? Would you do a big fake flower?
Yeah, a big fake flower probably.
Shoot cartoon water on people.
Sun hat. The reason why I said brought this up is because I love really gorgeous like pea coats. If I could have a collection of anything, it would be like gorgeous, luxurious outwear.
Don't peak, and correct me if I'm wrong because I definitely am. Aren't all pea coats like the same? Like pea coat is like the navy coat, right?
No, well, maybe technically. I just mean sort of like...
I think it's a
like,
cut.
Yeah. I want maroon wool cashmere coats and scarves
yeah,
and...
There was a guy at my old work who came in with a brand new peacoat one day, and I was like, it was one of the only times that I've been like jealous at a piece of clothing. Now, I've owned a peacoat, and I actually don't like them for Chicago. I'd much rather wear a parka when it gets super cold. But it did look like, I was like, damn.
For
look
2 weeks
at this peacoat,
out of
tell
the
me
year.
He broke. Okay, final riddle on this email from Mary. It says, something was here since the world began, yet it is never more than a month old.
Something is here since the world began.
The world began.
Never more than a month old. Is it a month?
No, it's not a month.
The concept of a month?
Is it some sort of like insect? It's an insect or animal or moon.
Aaron, it's the greatest insect of them all, the moon. okay, I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are the moon. You are a full moon. And Adele and I are stars, and we know that tomorrow you're going to be basically, you know, destroyed.
Good morning,
twinkle,
guys.
Twinkle. Oh, hello.
Hi.
Well, hello. Good to see you.
Did you just eat?
You look full.
Star here. Star here. Stars.
Yeah, I'm a full moon. I just wanted to come over here and apologize for the saying that people keep saying, like, shoot for the moon. If you fail, you'll land amongst the stars.
Why are you apologizing?
I just don't think you guys are, like, inherently failures. I think, like, a little bit, for sure, you're not as good as the moon.
Oh, thank
but
you.
I just wanted to come over and be sorry.
Can we apologize to you? Because nobody ever says they're a fucking all moon. Hey, now, you're an all moon, right? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So.
And we also want to apologize because no one ever, like, pulls down their pants and say, like, hey, I'm starring you.
Yeah,
you know?
And Ed McMahon never hosted Moon Search, so fuck you, I guess. Bye.
Yeah, okay.
What?
Twinkle,
what
twinkle. What'd you say? You come to our house?
I'm just saying, like, I look bigger in the sky.
You come to our house?
You're
throwing your weight around? Yeah, maybe from fucking Earth. That's not even our solar system, motherfucker.
I have a question, though. Do any humans know your name, or are you just named after, a random person? They gave it as a gift in a relationship, and they're no longer together?
Fuck you. You're so waiting. Upset. You're waiting. No, don't. It's not worth it. She's waiting.
My name is Barbara Miller.
are they still together?
I don't know. I'm assuming they're dead. I lived for billions of years, and who fucking knows, but I'm Barbara Miller now.
Yeah, congrats on having an effect on periods.
Hey, thank you. I'm actually pretty proud of that. I also tides. Do you affect any tides, or do you just sort of like exist? And
honestly, you could affect some tides by fucking throwing one of those pods in the laundry next time you come around us.
Damn,
you stink.
Smelly ass.
Wow.
Smelly ass moon cheese.
Okay.
Moon cheese. Sticky ass.
Sticky ass moon cheese.
Woo, woo, woo.
I'm coming back tomorrow.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
See.
We
Mom,
just watched
Dad,
it blow
tell
up.
Me how you met.
I don't know how I just got my feelings hurt as the moon, but I did.
Outstanding.
We know a lot of moon and star references.
Mm-hmm,
Thank you so much, Mary. We really appreciate those riddles, and we appreciate you taking them from wherever book that you took them from. Okay, this next one comes from Monica. Thank you for sending this in, Monica. Monica says, Plato wrote this bad boy. Pretty sure he was drunk when doing so. So it's by Plato. And I read this riddle and I didn't Google to see if Plato actually wrote this riddle. So
yeah.
Monica doesn't provide any evidence that this is Plato. But
okay.
It says that this is by Plato. So here's the question. There is a story that a man and not a man saw and did not see. A bird and not a bird perched on a branch and not a branch and hit him and did not hit him with a rock and not a rock.
And we should clarify for listeners who might be confused. Back in olden days in Greece, they called men and they called women not a man. So it's a man and a woman?
I need to see a scene. JPC, you are Plato. And Adel, you are Plato's like scribe or assistant, and Plato is drunk out of his mind, and his assistant is trying to make sense of what he's saying to write it down.
Broccolis, please.
Please, sir, if you could just have a seat and drink some water. I've brought you some water from the well on the hill.
I will drink well water like a common man. I have philosophizing to do. So, here, you're a scribe, get a pencil, dip it in a quill,
rub it in some ink. You know, do the thing. You know the thing.
Yes, I have a pen ready, sir.
I'm just going to start spitballing. I'm going to start shooting from the hip.
Okay.
I'm feeling it. I'm Lucy.
Ready when you are.
The spirits of Mars are in me tonight. All right, let's just shoot. What do I see?
Sir, the spirit of Mars are in me tonight. That was the album you tried to release last year that flopped.
Did it flop?
Yes, you
people liked it though. They're still playing her. Okay, sure. Hey, don't bad vibes. You bad vibes tonight, Broccolis. Let's see. What do I see?
My name is Broccolis.
Don't matter to me, Broccolis. All right. The ceiling. What do we see when it leans? An earthquake. Did you? Okay. When the ceiling leans, ceiling
I'm
earthquake.
Not gonna snap. Sir, I'm not going to snap.
You're not going to snap, but you got to write it down. Okay, that one's gold. Put that one in the front of the book.
Sir, if I may, and I don't mean to upset you, but the bestseller list, the Grecian bestseller list came out last month, and Aristophanes is on top.
Stereophanes?
Aristophanes. He has the number one and two spot on the bestseller
number
list.
One and two?
Yes, you're number six.
Okay.
You fall into six.
Six. We gotta do some good stuff. Okay, when a pan gets too hot, take it off the stove. Walk around for a little bit, and then cook your breakfast. Okay, that wasn't good. Trash that. Okay. You give me a topic. Any topic, and I'll philosophize on it.
Okay.
Broccolis, come on.
Yes, philosophical topic. Meaning of life.
Meaning of life. Monty Python. Good movie. watch it or see the play. All right, next one. Broccolis, come on.
Okay. Roadkill.
Roadkill. Well, you know, if we weren't meant to not eat roadkill, it wouldn't have such an appetizing name.
Great. Okay. Next one. orange juice with no pulp.
Orange juice with no pulp. Do you mind if I put on this raccoon coat while we're doing this?
Because
I'm getting a little
ahead.
Cold. All right. I'll.
Oh my God! That roadkill thing is wow. That's
there's
the soundbite of your life. That's your
there's
legacy.
A story that a man and not a man saw and did not see, a bird and not a bird, perched on a branch and not a branch, and it hit him and did not hit him with a rock and not a rock. How is this possible?
This is possibly because this is...
Correct. No, it's not a dream. It's not a dream, but that is a great answer.
This is possible because it is a famous story. This is Schrodinger's story.
Oh, interesting.
It's a man but not a man who hit a bird but didn't hit a bird, who scratched his butt but didn't scratch his butt, etc.
I think that is a very accurate way to say it. I don't think that there's much that you... This is a very... You have to know a very specific... There's like an explanation for how this person is a man and not a man, how this person saw and did not see, perched and not perched, hit with a rock and not a rock. There's an explanation for each one of those line items, and that forms the sentence that is the answer to this riddle.
Can we? I want to put a call of action to our listeners.
Sure.
If you can somehow type up a paper or a diagram that shows JPC, if JPC is behind a closed door, he is simultaneously not drinking his own piss for $80 and drinking his
$800.
Piss for $800.
I'm sorry, $800.
How dare you? Just like to see a little diagram of that.
I'll give you the answer. So,
No. I want to try to get now that
right,
you give me that hint. So
okay, man and not a man.
A woman.
I like
a boy.
That one. Both of those I like better, but so yes, keep going because I like that better than what's here.
Okay, and then what's the second one?
A man and not a man as a boy is great. Saw and did not see, a bird and not a bird.
So the man saw a bird and the boy saw,
saw and did not
cat.
See
saw
a bird
and
not
see.
A bird. So two different things to unpack there.
Is it like saw?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with that. It's both visual.
Saw
and did not see.
And Aaron, you're wearing something very specific here. So you're wearing some glasses today.
I look
Is it possible
really
that
cute,
you're
guys.
Wearing the glasses because your eyesight might not be 100% perfect?
Yes.
So would you maybe, if you're like looking at something, would you see that you see it and then you also don't see it? Because,
yes.
Maybe your
glasses.
Maybe the vision. Vision's not great.
Okay.
That's the second part. So it's a boy who did not see well, saw a bird and not a bird.
A bird and not a bird would be an ostrich.
Yes, but ostrich and penguin are actually birds. This is something that is absolutely not a bird.
Pterodactyl.
But from a far enough distance, could be confused for a bird.
Squirrel.
Flying bat.
A bat. Okay. You got it. Perched on a branch and not a branch.
Branch and not a branch. It was a bush.
Yeah, it's a reed. So it's not actually a branch. Mm-hmm. It's a reed.
Mr. Fantastic?
Yes, it's Mr. Fantastic. He's stretchy. That's why a bat can fit. And hit him and did not hit him with a rock and not a rock.
Hit him and did not hit him. He grazed him.
He grazed him, yes.
And with a rock but not a rock is...
A pebble.
Ooh, nice Mm-mm. one. Boulder.
Sand.
Think volcano.
Lava.
No. What's it called when it cools down and they have that? You could like rub it on your feet sometime.
Oh, cool. Beautiful. Pumice.
Pumice. Yes. It was a piece of pumice, which he threw and missed.
Wow.
Is that the whole thing?
That's the whole thing. Wow. A boy did not see well, saw a bat, perched on a reed, and threw some pumice, which happened to miss its mark. Thank you, Plato, for that riddle.
I want to see
Thanks,
a scene.
Drunk Plato.
Thank you, Drunk
Back
Plato.
Back to work.
Drunk Plato for adults. Aaron, I want to see a scene. I want you to be a young lady, and you can't see so well, and you are being bullied nightly by a bat, played by JPC, who throw things at you.
Oh, jeez. What is that sound outside? Who's hitting my window again? Let me put my contacts in. Oh, my God. You're bad.
Did you say I'm bad?
All I'm saying is that you're holding a boombox over your head.
Guess who's back? Bad again.
Hey,
bad is back.
We broke up, okay?
Oh, come on. I left some of my CDs here. I left Eminem's stand.
All right, fine. Here are your CDs. Now go back to the cave. We're done here.
Okay.
And even if you play Peter Gabriel on your boombox and hold it over your head, you will not win me back.
Trust me, I've tried to pick up that boombox. It's heavy as shit. Do you want some of the stuff that you left in my cave?
Yes, please.
Okay, so here is some of your bat poop. Here's a little more of your bat poop. If
hey,
I'm being
did
honest,
I not
I'm
leave
just,
anything in the cave and you just
I,
wanted
I'm just
to
pooping
come over
here.
And see me?
I just wanted to come over here and poop. And I did want to see you. I want to see you too. And because I miss you.
Oh, that's classic it's just, it, you. Just
now
pooping.
It's just me and like 50,000 of my friends. And I miss you, you know? I'll come back to the bat cave. I'll do
anything.
It'll
never work out. You sleep all day. I also sleep all day, but I'm not supposed to. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true, but we can make it work. Please, I'll do anything. I want your bat.
In
I want
your
bat,
eyes,
baby.
The bat, the heat, your eyes. Echolocation, your eyes. Wait, you don't even use your eyes. You use
Can
echolocation.
You just, are you riffing on a joke song about bats? Because that is a bridge too far.
See.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Guess who's bat? Bat again. Outstanding.
Those were my best bat songs.
I almost said I was dating a baseball bat now. And I was like, let's just not do this.
Bat the drive-in? I got nothing.
Oh, God. Yeah. Panic at the Bats go. The battles.
Bat Street Boys.
Panic at the or Bat at the Disco is
yes.
what I would have gone for.
Wings.
Wings. Very
bat
good.
Bat Wings. The Traveling
the
Will
battles,
Baddies.
We got a thing, and it's called Radar Love. Golden
the Beach
Earring.
Bats. Simon and Beach.
Yeah. Diana Ross and the Bats.
Simon, oh, I said Beach. Bat and Garfunkel.
Earth, Wind, and Bat.
Elvis Batstello. Burt Bacher Bat.
Hey, and
Lady
if you
Bat
have,
Bat.
And if you want to put Bat in the name of a popular band, you go ahead and send it over to us and hashtag it Batband. That's probably the other one using that Batband.
Anyone remember the musical Bat Boy? Did you ever listen to that?
I listened to it because you told me it was good.
Absolute fever dream. Well, I only remember like two songs from it, but I used to listen to the song Three Bedroom House from Bat Boy. If that is ringing any bells to any of you, please tweet me about it.
Casey gave it a thumbs up.
Wow. Adel said, you said it was good, and Aaron backed off of it immediately. Maybe like, only two songs.
Yeah, maybe.
I like that song.
Well, speaking of things you like, Aaron, is there anything you'd like to plug?
Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 in Aaron Keefe 2 on Twitter. If instead of examining your anger towards women, you want to message a podcast host and tell her that she's being a annoying, shitty feminist.
And Aaron, I need to ask, so you're Aaron Keefe 10 on Twitter?
Oh, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram, Aaron Keefe 2 on Twitter.
So Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram, Aaron Keefe 2 on Twitter. Is it because you want to keep your handles at 10 and 2, like a good driver?
Exactly.
Perfect.
Adel, we are 110 episodes in. That joke is fucking golden. I love that
Phew,
joke.
Not where I thought
wow.
that was going.
Two. I love it. Good,
you guys, they have hard eyes for each other right now.
Wow.
JPC, anything to plug?
Sure. You can follow me over on Twitch at Shark Barkman is my Twitch name. We're in the Shark Tank. I play video games from pretty much Monday through Friday for a few hours if you're in the central time zone. But come and hang out. It's a fun time. And then go listen to the Bill Buds pod. Maybe the next time we record, we'll have Adel's opinion on the theme song.
I'll give 10 JPCs.
Ooh, 10 JPCs.
10 out of 10 that's... JPCs.
Okay, thank you, because 10 JPCs is not a lot.
100 JPCs.
That's a lot. That's a big amount. That's really good. Adel, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Yes. If you don't listen, you should check out a podcast I do called Hello from the Magic Tavern. It's an improvised fantasy show. And we
I did an Earth Games with Momo that maybe just came out. It's the most fun I've ever had on any podcast ever, I think.
Well, I guess we won't be releasing this episode of Favorite Riddle. Yeah, and we have bonus content. We have bonus content at Stitcher Premium. So if you go to Stitcher, you can sign up, and we have a bunch of sort of spin-off series. Like Aaron mentioned, we do have a series called Earth Games. Aaron was on, JPC was on, a bunch of other guests, some of our favorites. So please check that out. And also, if you have an idea for what I should do or name my potential bar, please help me out. I'm thinking... Gemma had an idea to name it Rafi Tai, like a Mai Tai, or Tikiezy, where it's like a speakeasy tiki. So let me know some
ideas. I kind of like Rafi Tai.
And Adel, thank you again for asking us to be in your wedding party. It's truly one of the coolest things ever.
Thank you both for saying yes. But I will say JPC said, because he said, is there a certain color? And I said, I think we're doing blues with purple. So you could wear a blue suit with a purple tie, or I guess a purple suit with a blue tie. And JPC said, yeah, I'm going to come to your wedding dressed like the fucking Joker.
Hashtag bat songs. And Aaron, we feel so bad for treating the moon so poorly.
Yes.
So let's just end the podcast with another quick scene where the moon calls on one of her other friends.
Hey, Jupiter, can you come over? I got roasted today.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm busy. Bye forever.
Canonically Jupiter voice.
Hey, if you enjoyed that episode, we think you might enjoy our Patreon episode that comes out this Friday. It is the second episode in our 1980s high school mystery arc. It is an absolute blast. It's my favorite episode of the three. We had so much fun recording it. I laughed so hard. Don't tell anyone I said that. It's a secret. Arnie Parrott wrote a new theme for it, and Casey Tony is killing it on the editing. If you are interested in that, go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and sign up for our Clue Crew, which is $5 a month, or our Review Crew, which is $8 a month. You get 2 hours of extra bonus content. We'd love to see you there. That's patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.